It is nice to have your company. Great to have Sherelle with us, and great to be able to chat to Harry Mackay, the big forward from the Blues, who yesterday put pen to paper. It probably was before that, actually, but it was announced yesterday. A 2-year extension to his contract, making a lot of Carlton supporters very, very happy, and I assume him as well. He joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, H.
Hey, Harp. How you doing, mate?
I'm going very well, mate. Is it nice to have that news out there now so you can move on?
Yeah, it's a bit of a relief to a degree, Harp. It all happened pretty quickly in the end, but for it to be official and so everybody knows now, it's nice to be able to focus on the back half of the year and get back into some work.
How did you cope with it? Clearly it didn't affect your footy too much, but all the discussion around your future and what would happen, and then there was the Ben conversation as well, that would they go together, the boys, and I heard you talk about that yesterday, and that was never going to happen. But how did you cope with it, with all the speculation around your future?
I thought I dealt with it pretty well, to be honest. I didn't actually think about it much at all until someone brought it up or made sure I do an article or something. But, I was pretty keen from the start to really focus on my football. I was pretty locked in and was trying to put my best foot forward there. And then whenever there was an opportunity to sit down and work something out, would do that. But, I thought a lot of it was just white noise in the background and kind of had a bit of a laugh about some of them half, especially playing with Ben. I don't think that would happen. But, I thought it wasn't too bad, yeah.
No, not too bad. Leading the Coleman medal race, 38 goals at the moment, Harry. But I do need to bring up the fact that you're 10th in the league for accuracy on your goal kicking.
Oh, I know that's just early.
That was
early.
Sorry. I should I've gone with something more positive first? I'm not sure. Actually, I'm regretting my decision. But what I am wondering, how much is that something you think about? Obviously, the accuracy is something you always want to work on. But how much do you put into improving that stat?
Yeah, it's for me as a forward, it's something I work on a lot, especially probably over the last 12 months, the last kind of couple of years, I've had a lot of shots on goal and I've missed quite a lot. So it's something I've put a lot of time and effort into. In terms of the actual percentage or where you sit on the league, I don't worry about that too much. But I do break down what side I'm more accurate from, what side needs a bit more work, etc. But day to day, I do a fair bit of goal kicking and I do like quite a bit of the mental side of it as well. So it's something I put a lot of time into. I think the reality is you're going to miss some goals and I've got my head around that, but obviously we don't want to miss any. But it's something we can keep chipping away at and seen improvement over the last 12 months. So hopefully in the next 12 months, see some more improvement.
Well, I was going to ask about the strategy behind it because I'm sure a lot of people listening would be wanting to improve their accuracy in the sport that they play. One of the things that you do is instead of the straight shot at goal, you do the snap over the shoulder occasionally. What are the things that you do to break it down? Have you got a really strong technique? Are there words that you use to talk to yourself? What is it for you that you feel helps to improve that?
Yeah, there's a couple of different elements. I think I look at it kind of, I reckon there's a mental side of it. And you spoke about some trigger words and even just, for me, allowing myself to miss. So I used to go into games thinking, I'm going to kick perfectly today. If I don't, then it's a fail. But just giving myself that kind of freedom to fail to a degree, I think it's helped a lot. But then the technique side of things, I've worked out that, for me, it's just a more comfortable and accurate kick for that kind of that snap from the, I guess, the right pocket. And then just having something that, one or two things that you know you need to nail every time, whether it be ball drop, momentum, and then just having a pretty set routine that you can replicate time and time again. Yeah.
That's fascinating. Fascinating, Harry. Just on the decision to stay, you said that you didn't sort of put too much time into it. You always wanted to stay. For Carlton fans out there, why did you want to stay? What do you see that makes you excited?
Yeah, I think we've obviously been well publicised that we're not exactly where we want to be at the moment, but I think if you look at our list, the demographic of that, I think we're in a pretty strong space. I spoke about it yesterday, but I feel like we've got a lot of good people and good roles at the club, whether it be Kane Little as CEO, Brad Lloyd, head of football. I love how Teggy goes about it as coach. Jack Russell in the high-performance role. So I think if you look at that, the backbone and the foundation of the club's in a really good spot. I think, obviously, the external review we've talked about, but if that can help just work out one or two little things, I feel like that'll help us springboard in the back half of the year, but the foundation and the backbone of the club is in a really good spot, I feel.
Do you think there needs to be dramatic change from this review, or do you think it's, as you said, just little bits and pieces that it's there, it just needs to be realised?
Yeah, I'd lean towards the second there. I think, as I said, I feel like we're doing a lot of things right, and even at stages this year in games, I think we've played three quarters and it's just that kind of 20-minute lapse that's been killing us. So I would be highly doubtful that they would, I don't want to tell them how they do their job, but I don't think they're going to come in and say we need to change everything. I think it'll just be a few little tweaks here and there, maybe a few adjustments, and that'll help us a lot.
And do you feel that there is significance, and did you feel the pressure of the significance of you signing? Because I think it does send a message that, well, you know, you could have gone pretty much wherever you wanted. That if you're happy to stay, that's a big sign of confidence, a vote of confidence in what Carlton is doing at the moment.
Yeah, I guess in reality and externally, that's the case. I think personally, you still think, oh, why does everyone make such a big deal? But it's just me. I'm not a rock star. But yeah, I think for fans and even people at the club, I think it's just a good news story in a time that hasn't been great for the club in terms of the what's been said around the place. But I think, yeah, I guess it's a show of faith. And as I said, I think I said yesterday, I wouldn't have re-signed if I wasn't 100% committed and faith that we could get out of the place we are in at the moment. So I guess it's a good thing.
Coming off a bye over the weekend, Harry, what did you get up to?
Well, sure, I had concussion on on Sunday. Yes. So
I was actually going to ask you about that, but I felt like that might have thrown you again like my first question, so I wanted to go on down a positive.
No, that's all good. So I didn't do a lot, to be honest. Right. I kind of just put the feet up for the first few days, and we were in lockdown in Melbourne, so I couldn't do a lot. But actually did a bit of spring cleaning around the house. I was away for 2 weeks on my housemate. It was pretty messy when I got back. So
I know the feeling.
Did a bit of cleaning. But, yeah, I was pretty low-key.
Yeah, right. What about that concussion, Harry? Because obviously that was something that happened early in the game, the weekend before. How are you feeling? Is that something that really did affect you and you felt the effects of that? Or did you feel pretty confident that that was going to be only kind of a short-term thing?
I'm feeling pretty good now, yeah. It was scary for a couple of days, to be honest.
Yeah.
That was the first one I've really had. I think I had one when I was 14 or 15. But, yeah, it was just to not be yourself and, yeah, it was a little bit daunting, but I've pulled up really well and really scary. But, yeah, even after just having one, you can see how much of a serious issue it is and how scary it would be for guys that have had repeat one. So all the work and all the protection at the moment around the concussion and the head knock, I think, is 100% warranted. So hopefully they can keep on investing in it.
Did you get any feedback from Ben after you gave him a bit of a drive-by yesterday?
No, I haven't spoken to him. I doubt he's... probably hasn't heard it. I don't think it was too much of a drive.
No, it was a rock solid feedback, I thought.
Yeah, no, I'll probably see him later on this week, maybe, but or I'll get a text today saying, just shut up, or so, looking forward to the response.
Oh, just one more for you, Harry. I just, you know, you were a slow burn, and it was sort of Charlie that came onto the scene as the sort of the glamour forward, if you like. And with all the injury issues he's had, you've now come through. And as Jarrell said, you're leading the Coleman. Do you feel a bit cheated that you haven't had that opportunity as a duo yet to really take the competition by storm?
Yeah, I think being drafted together in 2015, you would have thought we would have played a fair bit of football together now after 6 years, but obviously it hasn't been the case. I guess it's hard. You don't want to kind of think what could have been too much, but as you said, I think I'm only 23 and Charlie's only 24, so hopefully we've still got 10 years to play together. But, yeah, I think the main thing with that is that Charlie's training well and he's back healthy again. He's got a smile on his face. So, yeah, I don't want to put too much pressure on what's going to be in the future, but it's great to see him out smiling again and being himself. So hopefully he can be out in the park soon.
Well, you'll be back out there Saturday night against the Giants up there at Giants Stadium. Wish you the best of luck, mate. Great news yesterday for you and the Blues fans. 2 more years and we'll look forward to seeing you kick plenty of snags, however you like to do it, for many more years.
Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah, so snaps are all right.
I'm happy with that. As long as you're getting the Blues over the line, I'm happy. Very happy, Harry. Good on you.
Thanks for your time today, guys.
See you later. Good stuff.